We just heard from some grade school girls reflecting on their hopes and dreams for the future. They all sounded so confident and grounded. But a new film, Misrepresentation, is concerned about the images girls and boys are getting and the rapid proliferation of media in the 21st century. The film notes that the reach of media today is unprecedented and more pervasive than ever before. And it may be presenting a very skewed portrayal of what it means to be female. Women are only 16% of the protagonists in movies, and Misrepresentation argues girls are encouraged by ads, TV, and films to achieve an unrealistic standard of beauty at younger and younger ages. Here are some girls talking about how images are affecting them.
We see so much in the media that there's so much negativity towards women and their weight and how they look, and it's just a representation of the pressure we feel to conform to men's ideals. There's this concept of the perfect woman who looks this certain way, and because women may not look that way, they're scrutinized.
I remember in fifth grade, I was worrying about my weight, and now I'm in ninth grade, I'm still worrying about my weight.
Me being a small person, like at my old school, I was told to like go throw up or like go eat a hamburger because people thought I was like anorexic or something, so I would like eat a lot so that people would think that I didn't have an eating disorder.
I straighten my hair just so I can fit in when I have naturally curly hair.
I have like close friends that like in between like break periods, they will go to the bathroom and put on like 10 pounds of makeup and, you know, comb their hair and do all this, you know, pampering, you know, and you're at school to learn.
When is it going to be enough? Because, you know, I have a younger sister and like she's like, like she half herself, you know, like she cuts her toe because like she gets teased in school because she doesn't have the perfect body, and it's like it's hard for me to see that. So it's like, what can I do so my little sister won't be getting hurt by the media, you know? Like, how long is it gonna take for somebody to take a stand?
And that is the question Misrepresentation asks us to answer.
How long is it gonna take for somebody to take a stand?
The film also notes that we now have the lowest number of women representatives in Congress in 30 years. Women make up 51% of the U.S. population, but only 17% of congressional representatives. And even women in positions of power are often judged on their looks or ridiculed for their physical appearance rather than their achievements. Listen to this montage of news coverage.
Both you and Sarah Palin are good-looking women. I mean, you're attractive, young, relatively young women.
Kagan, he's going to put on the U.S. Supreme Court. Isn't there such a thing about the aesthetics of the appointee? Let's put it to you this way. She's not the type of face you'd want to see on a $5 bill.
I think I'm going to send Sotomayor and her club a bunch of vacuum cleaners to help them clean up after their meetings.
Cynthia McKinney, the former congresswoman from Georgia, was another angry black woman.
Look at these ugly skanks who make up the female leadership of the Democratic Party.
Do you know that ugly hag, Madeleine Albright? Remember her? A psycho. She was the Secretary of State under Clinton. Remember? Like a fat moron.
And now we have the Wicked Witch of the West, you know, Nancy Pelosi.
I think if Speaker Pelosi were still capable of human facial expression, we'd see she'd be embarrassed.
Nancy Pelosi, get another facelift, lady. Another reason why it's very rare to find a woman worthy of serving in political office.
And it's bye-bye Pelosi.
And Hillary Rotten Clinton, her thinness, is no better than Dumbo with the big ears.
When she raises her voice, and when a lot of women do, you know, it's as I say, it reaches a point where every husband in America has heard it one time or another.
You get a woman in the Oval Office, most powerful person in the world, what's the downside?
You mean besides the PMS and the mood swings?